Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to the
Welcome to the edition of tonight's Business Association Blog Radio, Washington, D.C., New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bilal Master D, and again, welcome. We're going to continue our conversation, hopefully, with the national president. He's going to be bringing on with him some special guests as to where they're going to be talking about financing and ways that those of you who like to go into business or have these brothers will be coming on later this evening, and they will be talking about how you can get financing through the National Business Association. So we're looking forward to our discussion with these gentlemen, and we'll be right back with the continuation of tonight's show. Thank you. participating tonight while we are waiting on our host to call in. This is an open mic, so those I'm giving a feedback here. So those of you, who have businesses, we are invited to call in and talk about your two of the things that basketball association or two of the objectives that our association has. One of them is to network with our communities and find out and locate African Americans, our Muslims, who are in business, and promote those businesses in our communities. We know that the African American community is consuming a large amount of consumers' goods and products, but we're in the business of being in commerce selling those products. Therefore, we seriously would like to get those investments on in our communities because, again, like it's these holidays that are already here upon us, the huge amount of spending that our communities Brazilies, I think he just came on. This is one of our co-hosts. Good evening, brother.
Good evening. That's on like, how's everyone doing?
Well, it's a lot. Everyone is doing just fine. Welcome back. How did you enjoy your trip?
It was very good. I was down in a place outside of Mobile, Alabama, called Fairhope, Alabama, on the Eastern Shore. Went out for my mother's 88th birthday, and it was good. We had warm weather down there, unlike what, you know, was going on here. And I looked around for black businesses while I was there, African-American businesses, and there were very, very few, brother, very, very few.
You mean all that warm weather down there and right on the Gulf Shores, we're not participating in that big commerce?
No, and one of the things that they used to do down there, especially participate in the seafood industry, shrimp and, you know, fish, as well as the very businesses that helped us along when we were segregated down there. All of those are closed. You know, the main business used to go to the communities. Everybody's going to the malls nowadays and to the fast food places and that. And you don't even see. The only thing that I saw that was a black business when I was down there was a barbershop.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we got a lot of investing to do in our community, you know, to help turn that dollar around, that money around, and bring it back where to benefit us.
Absolutely right, because as I was saying, it's such a large dollar that is being consumed. And, I stutter it all because, you know, we've been out here trying to deliver this message now for quite some time. And it's seems like it's somewhat of a process, but it is an ongoing process. We know that because, like I said, we are expecting the national president of the National Business Association to join us at any time this evening. But in the meantime, we want to know that New Africa Business Association is an organization not only local right here in Washington, D.C., but we also are a national organization. So the same efforts that trying to do here, others trying to do the same. Their cities and different communities and states. And then, of course, all So, it's an effort that we all are constantly doing. And so, like I said, welcome back on the job, brother, because we're not.
Thank you very much.
We're not going. I can't see no reason to get deterred from what we're doing, because with this new administration coming in, and we see that politics is a part of our answer, but not our answer. And I, as an independent businessman for 40 years, noted business, commerce, is that's where the power is at. And that's where you're
yes.
in the So welcome back. We will continue, like I said, business folks who are in the presence of our voice. We do know that a lot of our associates are traveling toward holiday season. We could have
Do you have any USB cords? Phone charger.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners may I do want to inform everybody, Brother Shahid, of the national trade show.
Mm-hmm.
Trade show. This is where national business of the locals come to this particular trade show. It's going to be held in Poly Durham, North Carolina, and that's going to be the 5th through May the 7th. Moving to trade in the trade.
Yes.
So, did you have any?
Okay.
I didn't have specifically on the. I do traveling in.
Oh, thank you. Couldn't quite hear you, brother.
All right, then, Brother Shahid, we also want to, Sister Muhammad over in Baltimore. She's also working over in Baltimore, bringing about the same type of network in the Baltimore area that we're doing here in D.C. area, and inshallah, she be also joining us. Like I said, a lot of our associates are traveling, so we bear along with what we have.
Yes. Baltimore area has a few African American businesses there.
Well, we're going to be finding out because we're with the Baltimore metropolitan area. We'll be working together, and in fact, looking hopefully bring the National Association to the Washington. Area, maybe the following year, 2018. We'll be working with the Baltimore City, brothers and sisters over there. And I'm looking forward to it because I know there are good investments in both areas. Both communities need businesses. and they need these businesses directly in our community.
Yes.
Directly.
Yes. Well, you know, it's something just like charity, you know, when you have businesses in the community that's supplying jobs for the community, as well as, you know, the commerce that's going on there, it's a twofold benefit. The people appreciate the businesses, and the businesses appreciate the people, you know, and they go hand in hand. And this is one of the things that we're trying to work towards, you know, because we just don't have that many African-American businesses out there that we know about.
And I was looking today before we came on the broadcast, I was looking at some of the franchise businesses that we can get into. Or, of course, you can always open your own main business. But the franchise businesses that we can get into, and like I said, and put these businesses in the heart of the African-American communities, not only in the Baltimore, Washington metropolitan area, but like you said, evidence is all over the country.
That's yeah.
where we patronize all types of businesses, but we do not have them or own them, and that's definitely not right in our communities. So that's why we're looking for 100 investors. 100 investors who would like to say, I want to be in the different a franchise, or I want to be in a business, or I want to start growing my business community. And I think it would be a money-making for me to do it. I don't think I'm not trying to put my money up because of, you know, it's a social thing to do. I actually see the evidence as to where if we own a business, whether it's a franchise business or business that we named ourselves, I see where there's a profit in it.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
A profit in it. I can't see where that can be because, again, we're already showing the evidence that we're already spending and these different types of businesses. So, again, why not own them? And of course, I was looking at the average franchise, especially some of your larger franchises. You're going to be talking anywhere from a couple hundred to around $300,000 to be owners of well-known franchises. And so when you're talking $200,000 or $300,000. For one person, you can see why it might be a slow process of putting businesses right in the African-American community. But when you start talking about 100 investors, Brother Isley, and
yes.
we come up with a down payment of our next new car, again, and we can be in you name the business, whether it's a franchise or what have you. We could be in that business in the next 30 to 60 days as a group investors, 100 or so of us, putting up the one, like I said, the down payment of a new car. And we're in the business. Just about any franchise that you can think of out there are in a business we decide to go in. But again, of what a group can do compared to what one person can do. $300,000, a couple $100,000 to get into one of these well-known franchises may be could be a stretch for the average person. I know I don't know if I would necessarily want to. But as a group, I certainly would be interested in doing it. Again, it's just the power of, and that's what this organization is all about. We're just simply saying we're the organization that can bring about the interests of the communities being invested and investing ourselves commercially. Brother Aziz, we'll be right back. And like I said, those of you who wish to join us, it is an open mic. Our telephone numbers for those who wish to call in is 657-383-1372. Be right back with you, Brother Aziz.
All right. Thank you.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BeinemannAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to tonight. You know, one of the things, one of the businesses that you can and I study because I don't know where you go and find this. Hotel businesses, my brother. Why? I mean, in Washington, D.C., man, I would think that would be a wonderful business to be in.
So, yeah.
On, I mean, the monies that we spend into hotels, and of course, I can see what. You're right here in the area where the demand for them are so high, but I don't know where do we own any hotels in Washington, metropolitan, or Baltimore area.
Well, we used to own one, and Howard University used to own one, and that kind of went to the pot, you know.
You mean the one
they?
I'm talking about 30 years ago.
Pardon?
Talking
about
that hotel they own, Eddie
Lennon's
or something
about
30 years ago?
No, the hotel they own right down there by the university that, you know, was where the old Wonder Bread factory was, you know.
University.
Yeah, right now it's been. Right now, they're just using it for some offices for the university, but they still have all that space there, the hotel rooms, which is what it was before.
Because, the demand for hotel services in this city, I would think that would be a wonderful to be in. Again, as a group of investors, I'm just trying to bring about show the picture where we're spending money in these businesses, and having the opportunity to become vested with a large group. You can become an owner of just about any type of business that is out there or that we want to think of. But it's just a matter of, as a community, we're going to have to become vested like any other community. All communities that did you see where you sort of say, I'm going to town to buy what have you. All those communities invested in with each other. And that's why you see these towns and cities and what have you. It was from public investment. And I can't see where we can be any different.
Right.
I don't see how we can possibly be any different than other than say we have to build the structure of our communities. And if we don't, others are going to come in and do it for us and do just what we basically see is being done. All types of money is made right in our community every day. I was walking today right over in the St. Boniface Street, Hillcrest area. Man, I don't see nobody but African American, but those who own the businesses, American. But so that is an indication to me that it pays to have black business owners. That's just my opinion, brother. We're on this air and we're sharing opinions with anyone and everyone. Why not become a business owner? Why not become a community vested in your community?
Well, brother, basically, the businesses to go to were food, shelter, and clothing businesses. And these are, businesses that provide for our daily essentials, human needs and that. But today, in modern days, there's a number, as you repeated, different franchises and businesses that one could invest in that could, be a profitable business. But I think for the biggest thing, where we see most of the African Americans spending their money is in food and clothing. And, to get a business that's focusing on those two big business, major businesses, food and clothing, I think we'd have a very, very good, we'd be right in the pulse of the community where it comes to where they spend their money and the things they like to get. We know the African-American community love to eat. And it shows it by the overweightness that we have, overweight people we have in our communities today. Love to eat. And somehow or another, the overweight people, they find clothes to wear too. Now, a business supplying nice-looking clothes for overweight people, that's a very, very lucrative business. And we know if your food tastes good, it's the right different business. The Chinese, the Orientals, different people have come over. And in our community, the African-American communities, they have mastered the technique of providing the foods that they know that we like to eat. And they have utilized us to help them cook a lot of the foods, too, so that they know how to do it on their own, even if we're not there to help them anymore. But when it comes to other communities having us in there working for them, it may be sometimes, maybe not, but most of the time, they employ their own people, and that's quite natural for someone to employ your own people, put work in your own community. So, again, I'm thinking about good food business, good clothing business, that advertising, like even places where a community can have events and food be provided for them, for their events, catering right there on the spot where you are. We spend a lot of money in that, and as mentioned, the hotel business and the rooms are so high in the hotels now, my gracious. They're up in the hundreds of dollars per day. And, you know, at the end of a week, if you stay in some of those places, you pay a moderate house note, as well as in some parts of the country, you pay a good house note for sure, for a nice home. So, you know, it's bringing these people together, these 100 people together that want to invest as a starter, and just determining what business is that we want to invest in. And because we're all going to invest in this, that makes it where we want to see it be the best. And, you know, if it make a name for itself, it can duplicate itself and replicate itself, you know. And that's the example that we like to do, Brother Bilal. And I don't know, what do you think that should be some of the focuses when we do get these people together? These investors.
Again, as far as the focus, and you're absolutely right, when it comes to the basic essentials, we should definitely be controlling those markets, because those basic essentials, one is going to have to buy one way or another from somebody. You're right, housing, food, and clothing, and transportation. I've always said that those are markets we should definitely have always dominated, but again, we're not in them at all. But see, that is a motivation. I know my motivation to be on the radio station is my motivation to say that I will invest with others. I'll invest with groups in my community because of the example of what is needed. Like I said, we buy all types of goods and investment, put monies in all types of services, but we have to go on the outside of our communities to get the goods and the services that we want, because we don't have the businesses to service our own communities. And I'm saying, one who's a member of the community, yes, my goodness, let's try to group to open up the business as quick as possible, because look at the amount of money that we're consuming is bigger, really, than, I can't say it's bigger than the income, but it's most of our income. So with that type of money is being spent right for my own kind, I say let's be able to service goods and service, be able to give our communities what they want by being in that business. So that's what encourages me as much as it's encouraging to see, like you said, others come into the community and make off quite well. Most of them become rich and they're not African Americans. But that is my example as to why we should do it. Because we can see it's already being done by someone else than ourselves.
Yes. One of the good things, Brother Bilal, is that in knowing that, you know, these are the things that, you know, we want to do, investing in businesses and that. The food business, you know, the food business is definitely something we need to do, especially wanting to eat better food, healthier foods. You know, clean food. This is what everybody's trying to get into today. And, you know, the businesses that used to be around the food business was Greasy Spoons, like, you know, that didn't serve such a good food. But people bought the food there. Now we have a better opportunity to offer, you know, better food products, you know, halal products, you know, the halal name itself has to be promoted and marketed just the way the kosher has been promoted and marketed over the years. And it was very little good. It was just that that was what was put on people's mind, that kosher means that it's the highest quality food that you can eat. And that's not so. It's just a practice and a way of food preparation. That's what kosher is, a way of prep, the way you prepare your food, your meat, your products like that. And halal is very similar, if not better, in many ways. But that's not a debatable thing. You know, what we want to do is provide healthier food for our people. And there is one black food business in the metropolitan Washington area called the Carolina Kitchen. And Carolina Kitchen has about 3 locations in the Washington metropolitan area. And they're doing quite well. The owner of this business is really, really, he's getting ready, I understand, to take that business and go out to Las Vegas with it, open up a Carolina Kitchen in Las Vegas, which would be great. But in maintaining a food business as a investor, meaning that we want to see it operate and all that, the management of those businesses is very, very critical in being successful in a food business like what we're talking about. And this African-American brother that owns the Carolina Kitchen, that is one of the things that he has been able to master over a period of time, is that getting the right leadership and workers in his businesses, you know, wherein the best way he's doing it is the people he's vested not only in his business but in his workers too. He's paying the workers well, giving them incentives, wherein if they keep the business up there with that, the food is always the same quality and good taste of food. If it remains that way all the time, then of course we know the clientele is gonna increase. And, you know, you don't have to do a lot of marketing when the food is good. That word of mouth will take it miles and miles. As a matter of fact, you take it all the way across country when you're in the D.C. area. Here's a food place to check out. And, you know, that's African-American business.
When it comes, Brother Aziz, when it comes to food, I've always said, aren't we dominating the restaurant business all over this country?
Yes,
there
sir.
And the only reason I can tell you as to why we're not dominating the restaurant business all over this country is simply because we are not in the owners of restaurants. Because when it comes to food, there is no doubt about it. We've been cooking for America for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, we are the cooks here in the country, as far as I am concerned. But we just don't own. So that's what my thing is, make a Carolina Kitchen is a wonderful restaurant. It's a wonderful example. But again, start from A to Z, and that's how many restaurants we should have all over our communities, whether it starts or with the Carolina or whether it starts with the A, B, or C. They should be dominating all over our country, all over our communities, because we do have wonderful cooks, but we just don't own restaurants. So, why not become, again, so many reasons as to why we should become invested collectively, groups of 10, 20, 30, New Africa Business Association, and once we get 100 investors, we're going after big business. I was here looking through some of the franchises that should be put right in our community. And think about it. If these franchises was right in our communities, regardless as to where we are as franchises, and for $300,000, we can put franchises like Papa John's, franchises like the Days Inn, we were talking about the hotel business, Dairy Queen. I got about 300 different franchises right here in front of me right now as to where $300,000 are put us into just about some of the top known franchises in this country. If that's the way we want to go, a business that is already known, a business that you can more or less go and turn the key after you open up, you can start turning the key tomorrow and your clientele will start coming because they already know of you. But again, around our objective is 300 investors, and those 300 investors, once we know we have those 300 investors, this is the type of businesses that the New Africa Business Association is certainly going to be going after next year, 2012, and to begin the process of a compete in our own markets, because we're trying to collect some of the $800 billion that African Americans are consumed just about annually. And Aziz, they say from Black Friday, the so-called Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving,
yes,
the day after Christmas, they expect the consumer spending over $100 billion in just 30 days. So,
great.
That is that's not a motivation to a motivation and a determination to get in. How valuable your community is what it is. And I am, and rather than going to somebody else's downtown or something, create these businesses right in your communities, where one African Americans can walk out of their own, and the communities will not only look beautiful with their beautiful homes and whatever, but they have beautiful businesses right in between. That's to invest my money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because me, that's where that is certainly a wonderful place to invest. A place that is spending that type of money. All communities that can support the services and goods to its own community. And that's a gold mine for no wonder so many come into our community and put up monies to invest, to do just what we're talking about doing. Because it makes all the thanks all the sense of best that we are because fortunately they don't do anything with business. They just spend money. They are not in the business of making money. So that's what we're trying to do by changing. We're looking for investors to invest in your own community and get the rewards of business growth from your own community. So, Brother, I think we'll take another break and we'll be right back. And
all right.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAndAssociatesInsurance.com. or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And welcome back to tonight's show. Again, I am your one of the hosts. Brother Aziz, like I said, it's that time of year. I noticed many of our guests that we're expecting tonight. They're also is that the time of year? So we didn't get to talk about some of the things that was on the agenda from National Association, but I guess we can, since they're not here to speak for themselves, we'll say a few things about the National Association. Anything you want to tell the audience you know about the National Association?
Hello, Brother Vaughn, can you hear me?
Yes, Brother Aziz.
Yeah, I know my signal kept fading. I'm out in Lake.
Okay, I was just saying that again. We're going to. We have a few more minutes before closing.
Mm-hmm.
And our national president, along with the president of the Baltimore Business Association, we had several other businesses that was asking to be featured this evening, but of course it's that time of season where many are traveling, and so some of these programs had to be canceled, and it was more or less left up to you and I. Any information you want to say about the National Association? Like I said, they're not here to speak for themselves. You can say what you know about the National, and I'll close it out after your comment.
All right. Well, you know what I do know about the National, it is the National's goal to promote African-American businesses throughout the United States, as well as put business people together to where they may be able to not only promote their own businesses, but start other businesses, bring out business-minded people in our community, the African-American community, and let them network wherein, you know, and just networking would enable many African-American entrepreneurs to get together with like-minded people and perhaps open up, you know, various businesses in different cities around the country. And eventually we'll have our own a directory to where, and like we used to have back in the 50s and the 40s, you know, African-American directory where you can stop and stay and eat. And, you know, these type of things, a lot of Americans, African-Americans don't know that existed back in the 40s and 50s, that, you know, we couldn't stop and stay everywhere when we traveled in the United States of America. So as African-Americans, we had to know where to stop and stay in that. And one of the main things that African-Americans did on their trips, if they knew they didn't have somewhere to stop and stay, Saber Pack, a big old box of fried chicken, and some other goods to go along with that fried chicken. And that's what you would eat primarily along the way and get some water along the way when you travel any length of a distance away from your home. And later on it became where we had these little black businesses in different communities, and you were able to stop there in your travels and refresh. So we know that in putting a directory together eventually of our businesses around the community, it's going to help us. So these are the things that I know the national is working for, as short term as well as long term, and promoting and bringing African-American businesses together and letting the community know about them and encourage the community to utilize these businesses. Not only utilize them, we don't want them to be out there. We don't want to be promoting an African-American business, and it's not a top-quality business, i.e. meaning a business that is going to be dependable and that is going to put out a good product. These are the characteristics of the kind of businesses we want, and with the will of Almighty God, we will achieve those. That mission will be achieved by the national as well as the various, locals that will be around the country, Brother Bynum. And that's what I had to say about it.
Brother Aziz, you, as far as our motivation for next year, that's why Sister Muhammad, the president of the Business Association over in Baltimore metropolitan area, that's why she in the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan area, that's why the two of them are coming together collectively so we can identify and network with these different businesses from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. And yes, we do want to put together a directory as to where one can go right on their computers and what have you, and locate African American businesses throughout the Baltimore metropolitan area. So, we're trying to start that mission as we speak. That's why we encourage a lot of. That's why we encourage business folks, whether you're Muslim or Christian or what have you, but good, kind, good moral people, to come and participate on the blog, radio, or any other way that you can participate. But our objective is to network with each other and be able to identify African-American businesses throughout the entire region. Yes, that's something that we will be working very diligently starting now, but the first of the year, you will see us working very direct on achieving those two markets and then being able to identify businesses from those markets. So that's what the locals be doing. But that all transfer right to the national. The national, the same type of networking they do, but they do it on a local and a national basis. So when we come to the one of their events, which is an upcoming event, is the International Trade Show. And again, that's going to be held down in Durham, North Carolina, May 5th to May 7th. And anyone who is interested in participating in the North Carolina Trade Show, let me give you some numbers that you can call. You can call 1-888-776-9908 or 704-201-1353. And I repeat those numbers, 1-888-776-9908 or 704-201-1353. 1353. And anyone who's interested in vending or going to the show and meet vendors all over the United States and seeing what we do as local organizations and how it all goes to the national organization and how collectively we're showing as the buying power and the powers of African Americans of business movements all over this country. As a matter of fact, we were tonight, like I said, because of the holiday seasons, we'll have to defer the program to a later date. But the president will come on, President David Assad, president of the National Business Association, was going to be bringing on bankers that are ready to finance some of these investors that we were talking about going into business. So, Brother Aziz, we're just about coming to a close. Any comments you'd like to make? Certainly, Sam, now. And with the sound of the music, we'll just close right on out.
Yeah, I just look forward to promoting some more businesses and getting some more listeners on our show. You know, I just got to get out in the community and try to get folks to participate, because this is one of the things, just getting individuals that don't even have a business that might want to support things like this, you know. So that's what I look forward to, and I look forward to, you know, the show again next week, Brother Bilal. And I want to thank you for your effort and you know, in promoting this and keeping this going, brother. And it's got to be a commitment. If it's not, no one will stick to it anyway. So thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Waiting for mama, bro.
Thank you.